Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is addressing the country today amid ongoing protests and work stoppages. Demonstrators pushing back on Netanyahu's plan to remake the country's judicial system and firing his defense minister who opposed the changes, saying Israel's enemies could use the unrest to their advantage. NPR international correspondent Daniel Estrin is in Jerusalem. And Daniel, this has been developing this morning. We've been hearing about maybe some possible backtracking from Netanyahu. What's going on?
Yeah, Netanyahu and his coalition, they were supposed to bring this judicial overhaul for a final vote today. After a very, very long day of protests and strikes, any minute now we are going to be hearing a live statement on TV from the prime minister. And according to Israeli media, they are expecting the Netanyahu to announce that he is freezing the legislation that he was seeking to remake the judiciary temporarily, that this would be a temporary freeze for about a month. He hasn't announced that yet, but that is what Israeli media are saying, and that's what some of his coalition partners say they will agree
to. Okay, so we're waiting for that. But in the meantime, let's remind people what his goal was to reform, as he would say, the independent judiciary.
Right. Right now, the government in Israel does not have a controlling vote in who is appointed to the Supreme Court. And Netanyahu wanted to change that. His government wants unchecked power to be able to select some Supreme Court justices. That is the hallmark of a very big package of legislation aimed at weakening the independence of the judiciary and, in Netanyahu's mind, rebalancing checks and balances. Now, this is a big deal because there's no constitution in Israel. So courts are really seen as the protector of individual rights. And protesters who are opposing this government overhaul of the judiciary say they fear for Israel's democracy. They say that the independence of the court is really is at stake, because if the court is not seen as independent, that could be a first step to the current right-wing ultra-nationalist coalition passing laws that infringe on secular Israelis, infringe on LGBTQ rights or rights for Palestinians.
Mm-hmm. And what were supporters of this reducing, you know, the independence of the judiciary, which is what, critics say it amounts to? What were they saying in support of that?
I spoke to many of them today, Robin. Thousands of them are rallying this evening in Jerusalem. And they say, listen, we're right-wing, we're Orthodox Jewish. We don't see enough representation of ourselves on the Supreme Court. They see the Supreme Court as liberal and elite, and the court blocking some policies that would favor religious communities or favor settlers in the West Bank. And this judicial overhaul that the government was looking for was really key to really what the government is aiming to do. This government, Netanyahu's coalition, is ultra-nationalist, Orthodox Jewish. They want to pass laws prioritizing religion and nationalism. And the way things stand now, the courts could get in their way from doing that.
Well, and we see the protesters protesting this idea of, quote, reform. I mean, this seems like a huge swath of Israeli society. If Netanyahu, as you said, we are waiting for him to speak, and he may put a temporary freeze on his plan to do that, to reform the judiciary. If he does that, do you think that will stop these protests?
Well, the protest leaders say no. They say this government has brought, and I'm reading now from a statement from the protest movement, from the leaders. They say the government has brought Israel close to destruction, and they still threaten to dismantle democracy. A temporary freeze, if that happens, does not suffice. And they're vowing that national protests will continue to intensify until the law is formally rejected in parliament.
Yeah. NPR's Daniel Estrin, live with us from Jerusalem. And we know, Daniel, you'll update us over the course of the program in the afternoon on NPR as we wait to hear from Prime Minister Netanyahu. What will he do with his plan to reform, to limit the judiciary? Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.